holding down the right flank of the OECD. All the way on the other side is Greece. And what you can see is that over the last 25 years, Greece has barely managed to save more than 10% of their GDP. It should be noted, of course, that the United States and the UK are the next in line. Now that we see these huge differences in savings rates, how is it possible that language might have something to do with these differences? Let me tell you a little bit about how languages fundamentally differ. Linguists and cognitive scientists have been exploring this question for many years now. And then I'll draw the connection between these two behaviors. Many of you have probably already noticed that I'm Chinese. I grew up in the Midwest of the United States, and something I realized quite early on was that the Chinese language forced me to speak about, and in fact, more fundamentally than that, every so slightly forced me to think about family in very different ways. Now, how might that be? Let me give you an example. Suppose I were talking with you and I was introducing you to my uncle. Okay? You understood exactly what I just said in English. If we were speaking Mandarin Chinese with each other, though, I wouldn't have that luxury. Right? I wouldn't have been able to convey so little information. What my language would have forced me to do, instead of just telling you this is my uncle, is to tell you a tremendous amount of additional information. My language would force me to tell you whether or not this was an uncle on my mother's side or my father's side, whether this was an uncle by marriage or by birth, and if this man was my father's brother, whether he was older than or younger than my father. All of this information is obligatory. Chinese doesn't let me ignore it.